Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is one of the premier trends forecasters out there, and he's Gerald Celente. He's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up as well for everybody that are patiently holding. Whatever the issue is, Gerald Celente can comment on it. We'll also be posting his website up on screen. I need to mail him a copy of the DVD because he's a big part of it. Fall of the Republic is now out. It dropped yesterday. If you want your copy, it's available at InfoWars.com. Gerald Celente, it is great to have you here. I want to talk about the dollar. I want to get into what's happening with gold. I want to get into what's happening with the police and the government trying, like you said years ago, to raise all these taxes in the middle of a depression. The media lying, saying we're in a jobless recovery. I remember you a year ago on this show saying they would call it a jobless recovery. And I guess they stole your term because that's what they're saying. We're going to discuss it all today, but what's most important on Gerald Celente's plate? What do you want to talk about out of the gates?
Well, first I'd like to talk about your new DVD and the impact that you're making all over the world as being a leader in the Second American Revolution, because the Second American Revolution has begun. And it began with the Tea Parties and the tax protests on April 15th. It accelerated with the rallies and protests on the 4th of July, with people screaming for taxation without representation, or against it, I should say. And also it hit another new high with all of these town hall meetings when people came out. It was more about, again, big government than the health care program. And then we saw the rally on against big government on September 12th in Washington, when nearly a million people, according to whose report you believe, and we don't know what to believe, but there are a lot of people. And so, really, the Second American Revolution has begun, and you're a prominent voice in it. And I'm thrilled to also be a part of it, because the direction we're going in now is leading the country down a path, and that people are calling it socialism, and we're making it clear that this isn't socialism. The merger of state and corporate powers is clearly, as Mussolini said, fascism. And fascism has come to America. This whole myth of the too big to fails. Who made this story up? And the banks gaining more and more control, buying out all the weaker financial institutions, bringing their strength together as oligopolies to take over this nation. And we're just seeing more and more of it. But the whole world also is seeing what's going on, as you're talking about, with the decline of the dollar. And people should be very aware of this, because we're very concerned that they're going to call a bank holiday as things get worse. You see, the dollar now is at $1.50 against the euro. You know, they're talking about, Alex, how the Dow at 10,000, how people are, oh, how wonderful it is, Dow 10,000. Well, when the Dow first hit 10,000 10 years ago, you know, the unemployment rate, the official unemployment rate was about 4.2%. Now the official unemployment rate is what, 9.8%. And you saw the numbers came out today again, about 530,000 people on unemployment. And then the barrel of oil back then 10 years ago was selling for under $16 a barrel. What's it selling for now? $80. They're devaluing the dollar. They're going to make us all poorer.
Absolutely. I want to talk about where you see the revolution going, because I remember several years ago you predicted we were going to have the crash. They were going to raise taxes in the midst of it. People would start demonstrating. The government will ignore that, and then it will then build to a head. We're going to talk about a lot of issues with Gerald Celente when we come right back. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster in the country, has made hundreds of spot-on predictions. More than 2 years ago, charted exactly what was going to happen with the economy, the bank implosions, the consolidation of power, the looting, the unfolding police state, and the building revolution. The establishment knows they've got a revolution on their hands. That's why they're saying they're going to deploy 379,000 Homeland Security troops from the Army and Marine Corps and Air Force in the United States in the next 2 years. They're suddenly popping up everywhere, conditioning the public. They're openly announcing Bank of the World, global carbon taxes. States and cities and counties and the feds are passing all these new taxes. Obama has been breaking every promise. All of this is coming to a head. You predicted the Tea Parties. You called them taxpayer brushfire rebellions were some of the terms you used. You said 2 years ago, when I was reading what you were when we first started getting you on, that those would be ignored and that by 2012 everything would melt down. Expand now. We're now 2 years later. Your forecast, unfortunately, is about 99% accurate, even better than my 95% accuracy, and I really do chart my accuracy. Let us into your brain, Gerald Celente. What's happening next?
Here's what we're concerned about next. We, as you know, we just published the Autumn Trends Journal, and now we're working on the top trends for 2010. What we're most concerned about, Alex, is what we're calling Terror 2010. We're forecasting that there is a very high probability of a major terrorist strike against the United States. And among the reasons why it's going to happen is what's going on right now in Pakistan. And most people, of course, aren't aware of the United States policy of increasing that war to a much greater extent now than it's ever been on the Afghan-Pakistan border.
Gerald, let me interrupt. You also predicted 9/11, so people better pay attention to what you're saying.
Actually, they can go. They could Google my name, Salenti, USA Today, December 14th, 2000, and the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsear says. We said that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad in 2001. And right now, what's going on now is that Pakistan has launched a major, major offensive in South Waziristan. A couple of months ago, they were in the Swat Valley. And every time that the Pakistani army, and Pakistan has to be one of the most corrupt nations on earth, and they're being funded, of course, by the United States. The president, Zardari, he was called Mr. 10%. He was the husband of Bhutto, who was assassinated. They call him Mr. 10% because he took 10% of all the action that went on in the government. He's now the president. And what's going on is that the anti-Americanism sweeping through Pakistan, I mentioned the Swat Valley, it was the biggest amount of people displaced since Rwanda. Just a month ago, with 3 million refugees, and now the same thing is happening once again in South Waziristan. So the anti-Americanism sweeping through the Middle East is at an all-time high, and now it's also, of course, going on in Iran. Again, current events form future trends. We just saw last Sunday that several Iranian, the National Guard, the Republican Guard, were killed in a suicide attempt that Iran is blaming on the United States and Israel. So we're concerned that there's going to be a terror strike against the United States, false flag or real. We're saying something is going to happen very major in this field in 2010. So now we take it again as trend forecasters. What does that mean? Good excuses to close the bank. We're getting emails from all over the world, Alex, and from top people that are seeing very clearly that the United States strategy is to devalue the dollar so that they pay back this massive loan with cheap money. It's like you loaning me $100, and then all of a sudden that $100 only be worth 10 cents, and I pay you back 10 cents. When you loaned it to me, it was worth $100.
And Gerald, I want to stop you again, and that's key what you just mentioned. On the record, the Bank of England, the Private Federal Reserve, they're both partners, as you know, but for listeners that may not, they are the ones openly killing the dollar, bad-mouthing it, making all the decisions to kill it. It's their G20 meeting and saying we need to phase it out, devalue it, go to SDRs as an above-country currency, bank-to-bank, and then they'll control all the different currencies of the world so they can engage in more insider trading, more consolidation of wealth criminally with their insider knowledge and control, their regulatory control. The Madoff-type, Kinley-type criminals running the global regulatory system that has now already been built but now being unveiled, they are killing it. Meanwhile, our media tells us the Arabs are killing it when the Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs are saying, we all hold trillions of your dollars. Why are you ripping us off? Why are you devaluing this when you asked us to buy it? And the United States admits, the last White House and the new one admits they're running Jundillah that's blowing up military bases and police stations to get the Iranians to attack back. They admit they're escalating the war in Pakistan and Afghanistan to elicit real resistance, which they're then going to call terrorism, used to launch a wider war and domestically crack down on the population. So for people to see an accurate map and tell me if you agree, don't see the world as nations. We now have these global corporations that control the UN and the central banks, and they are playing nations and groups off against each other to consolidate the power.
Well said. I agree with everything that you said. And that's precisely what's going on. And what the American people have to understand is that as the dollar devalues, and of course this trend has been going on for a long time, as I mentioned when they talk about Dow 10,000, well, when you went back to 1999, since that time, well, you could buy a euro, for example, for 95 cents. Now it's going to cost you $1.50. And back then, you could buy an ounce of gold for $280.
So you're saying the stock market's really down. We're just buying it with devalued dollars, so it looks like it's more.
Exactly. An ounce of gold now, of course, costs what? $1,060.
Yes.
So what the people are doing is they're lowering the standard of living for everyone. The gap between the 1% owning more of assets has never been higher in the 20th century than it is now. So they're pushing everybody down into poverty as the money is going up to the top to the very few. And about the jobless recovery that we talk about, 72% of our GDP is consumer-based. Again, we saw the numbers coming out today. The unemployment rate continues to rise, the amount of new people looking for unemployment. A jobless recovery is like being almost pregnant. You can't, it doesn't happen. There's no such thing. And when you go back to the last depression, you read the history of it, they were doing the same kind of jive talk back then. They would rush the market up, they sucker the people into it, the market would collapse, and they would talk about it, the recovery being just around the
corner.
And
that yo-yo went on for 3 years until they admitted we were really in a big depression. How long will the yo-yoing go in your opinion?
Well, it will continue for probably, we think the real numbers are going to come out in December when this Christmas retail sales are a bust. So when by the second quarter around March, when reality hits February, March, as it did this year when the markets collapsed, they can't hide it anymore. But what happens is what we're concerned about, again, it's either false flag or real. They're going to divert the people's attention, and we're saying Terror 2010. So they keep playing the yo-yo by throwing new games into the mix. So they'll have the people's attention diverted. Look what happened. People forget, Alex, that before 9/11, how unpopular George Bush was. And then they got this guy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag who's going to tell everybody he's going to hunt down Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. The whole nation followed him after 9/11. The same kind of scenario could happen now.
Well, that's what the Rand Corporation is saying, that they need a big war to get their new world order. Gerald, I want to shift back to an earlier subject. How do you see the rebellion against this manifesting? You called it taxpayer rebellions, demonstrations, rallies, 2 years ago, getting bigger and bigger. You predicted the term jobless recovery a year and a half ago. I mean, I want to ask you, Gerald, how did you specifically even pick the bogus term? I mean, how did you know they were going to come up with that?
They play with that term from time to time. Every time they get into trouble over the past, they play out these terms. And what they do is they do it to divert people's attention. Alex, I want to make this 100% clear. The jobs that are gone forever. They're not coming back. They've shipped our production overseas. You look around. Go anywhere you want to go. Where are their jobs? Hey, you want a job at a checkout counter at 7-Eleven? You want a wonderful position as a home health care? How about working in a nursing home? There's going to be plenty of jobs for you. They're dumbing down the society. The jobs that are left are among the worst. And when you look, when there's only job creation, where is it? Well, it's in government jobs. It's in home health care. It's in the hospitality sector. Man, that's not even going to happen anymore. So the jobs that are gone for good.
Stay there, because I want to ask you next. More police, more tickets, more fines, more fees, more taxes. How do they squeeze more blood out of the population?
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, the Republic is fading into history. We've been fully conquered by offshore banks. They, in their own documents, admit they create economic implosions so they can consolidate wealth. They think their police state can protect them from the people, so they can carry out this crime. But you have said repeatedly and broken down the fact that history shows it's not going to go that way. Break down in summary, please, sir, how you see this then unfolding in a chain of events. What are the taxpayer revolts going to turn into as the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes?
Well, we already have state and local governments over $200 billion in the red. and they're going to keep asking people for more and more taxes. Right here in Kingston, New York, word just came out. I don't know how true it is or not. Someone just called me today that they're going to look for a 10% increase in taxes. So we're organizing our own local tax revolts right here. And this is going to go on all over the country. As you know, my saying as a Bronx boy, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people are now looking at government as the enemy, more so than ever before. So the tax protests we see are going to be the catalyst that drives the nation into the second revolution. We're in it already. The media is denying it, and as you know, they're attributing these protests, etc., to right-wing fringe elements and conservative nuts. That's the way, you know, they like to paint it. It has nothing to do with that. These are people that are fed up and they have nothing to lose. So we're going to see it manifest itself again with the tax revolts. Then the winter comes. And around much of the country, people are going to be unable to afford to buy home heating fuel or gas. They're not going to be, you're going to start seeing, particularly among the elderly. Now, we have to understand why are oil prices going up so high? Well, it has less to do with demand and more to do, going back again, to the devaluation of the dollar. Oil, as everyone knows, is petrodollars. And with the dollar losing value, oil prices keep going up. So that's what we're going to see. Now, I want to throw one other thing on here as well. We saw Obama come out and tell the elderly that because of the cost of living index has gone down and remained flat, that they're going to give them $250 each to help them along. Well, $250, as we all know in the real world, is chump change, not worth anything. It's going to cost the government about $13 billion. Aren't they generous with the elderly? $13 billion is what we, the people, gave to the Goldman Sachs gang to cover their losses that they took on bad bets with AIG. What an insult to the American people. And this is where the inflammation is going to start rising. It's going to be off with their heads before they know it. They're so out of touch with what's going on in the street that they think they could chum the people with, let them eat cake, $250 payoff. So that's how we see this thing playing out. We're going to see more and more people turning against the government. And what we're hoping, not hoping, what we're suggesting is that this revolution cannot be hijacked by violence. Because if it does, we lose. And all you have to see is, well, what happened at the G20 meetings when they called martial law in Pittsburgh. I mean, can you imagine closing down an entire city, 1.5 million people for 20 world leaders?
And saying you can't come out on the street and then attacking peaceful people. They're looking for trouble. They're looking to set the precedent. Police dogs biting old women, young girls getting billy clubbed off bikes. They want violence.
Exactly. And you know, as a close combat martial artist, a leader walks without fear. What kind of leaders do these people call themselves when they can't even step out into a crowd and have to close down the city? What a disgrace. You know, if anybody believes in anything, the founding fathers are turning in their graves,
you know,
at these little cowards that they call leaders, and people are going to follow these leaders.
I talked to Jesse Ventura last week. It's a video we've got up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he made the point that last year at the Republican National Convention, it was an armed camp, locked down much of the city. They were acting like the public were all terrorists. Then at Ron Paul's event, couple cops, super light security, everybody had a great time. I mean, Saddam Hussein would walk around in a group of 10,000 people with AK-47s, but in America, the foreign bankers come into town, they lock the whole city down because they're the criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de improviso el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
We're going back to Gerald Celente in just one moment. I want to commend all the listeners for hitting the ground running. Follow the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv. You support the explosion in the alternative media. There's no doubt that we are at the tip of the spear with Gerald Celente and many others in shattering a left-right paradigm, because the establishment loves to divide and conquer us and play parties off against each other when the Republicans and Democrats are equally part of the same Wall Street gang robbing us. And we'll talk to Gerald Celente about that. This film that has Jesse Ventura, Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, Alan Watt, John Perkins, Professor Black, Dr. Bob Bowman, myself, Professor Boyle, the list goes on and on and on. And we went to the tent cities. In Northern California, we traveled so much to put this together. It breaks down who the bankers are, what their battle plan is from their own documents and statements, what they're planning to do in the future, how they've committed crimes, and how we either bring them to justice because they're criminals, or we allow them to take their Ponzi scheme to the next level, worldwide tyranny, and then to the next scam, and the next, the carbon tax, the control, the police state, the citizen spies. It is Fall of the Republic. I suggest you get it on DVD, the super high quality, highest quality 2 hours and 24 minutes, 30-plus minutes of extras, right at 30 minutes of extras. If you're going to spend the time watching it, making copies, giving it out to people, the best way is to order the DVDs at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. They're $19.95 apiece. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. It is up to you how viral this film goes, because there's no other single document that puts it all in perspective and explains what's happening 100% and shows you where we're going and how we can stop it. It is so important. If the Republic isn't going to completely fall, it's going to get bad, but if the people know who to blame and know the solutions, then we can pull out of it, as Ron Paul has said. If we don't, ladies and gentlemen, it is hellish what these globalists do to third world and other first world countries they've taken over. So follow the Republic. You can also, $5.95 a month, see the live TV show, all my other films, this film in high quality. There's a DivX version you can download and put on CDs and give to people that looks very, very crisp, not as good as DVD, but close. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all those members as well. They make everything possible. I'm also going to tell you how to subscribe to Gerald Celente's Trends Forecaster. He's not a sponsor. I believe in it. I think you should subscribe to it. We'll tell you about that in just a moment, so get a pen and paper ready. A couple other sponsors that have made today's show possible. I haven't plugged a sponsor for 2.5 hours, so now we're doing it all kind of here at once. These sponsors are so important, and they're also all groups I believe in. One of them is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. It's not enough to just own the guns. You got to know how to use them. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal. It won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. FrontSight.com, no drill instructor attitude. It's family-oriented. It's the biggest private firearm training center in the country. 2-day, 4-day, 5-day training courses. The fall and winter are the best time to take it out in Nevada. They have a lot of free online stuff if you can't go there. FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight, like the front of your rifle. FrontSight.com. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, plug your Trends newsletter because it's thick. It's a magazine. It's documented. People need it.
Well, our website is trendsresearch.com. That's trendsresearch.com. And I also want to make it clear that we know that people are in tough economic straits, many people. So we offer discounts to people that are in tough financial shape, disabilities, whatever. And we want the information out there for everyone, just as we promote and encourage everyone to get your new DVD, The Fall of the Republic. I have to tell you, Alex, that I've distributed the Obama deception to a number of friends who I consider really enlightened and on the cutting edge. And they learned so much that they didn't know when they saw the Obama deception. And that the only way that we're going to have the change that we need in a positive way is for people to know what's going on, to get the fall of the Republic, and to learn more, and to give it to people that are on the fence. And with the Trends Journal, what we do, as you well know, is that we not only forecast the trends, we provide trend posts into the future so you can take proactive measures. And what we're saying now is that this is not a recovery, it's a cover-up. It's as clear as that. You know, why are these banks, for example, you know, coming in with all these high profits? Well, it's very, very simple. It has more to do with gifts from the taxpayers than increased economic activity or skills. What they're doing, Alex, is these banks are reaping outsized earnings through risk-free, low-interest loans from central banks, which they in turn lend back to governments at higher rates. It's as simple as that. They're picking our pockets. Oh, and why are these other corporations showing such wonderful earnings? Oh, it's simple. They're cutting production, they're laying off people, and they're selling off assets. So this is only a temporary recovery. And what we're urging people to do now is to take survival measures. The kind of products that that are offered on your website, the solar generators, the foods, and really start supporting your community. People ask me what I do. I don't buy anything I don't have to corporate. You won't find me dead in a Dunkin' Donuts. I'll go to the local coffee shop. I buy local produce. I buy local everything I can. And we don't give investment advice, but I'm still buying gold, and we're forecasting gold 2,000. And also, as you your crew well knows from coming up to the Trends Research Institute, I'm a firm believer in a renaissance. And a renaissance to me is how can we make America great again? And a renaissance to everyone, of course, is a rebirth. So when was America at its greatest? When were we the most egalitarian nation on earth? Well, it's very simple. The facts show it. It's when we had Main Street, not Wall Street, not the too big to fails. When we had mom and pops, not Walmarts. People supported the community. When we had family farms, not this garbage, deadly food that they're producing out of these factory farms, this hormone-laced, genetically modified junk. When we go back to the measure of Main Street, mom and pop, and family farms, we were the most egalitarian nation. Now the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States of any of the industrialized nations. I mention this because also with the Renaissance, and you go back to when the Renaissance happened, it happened after the Black Plague. People got hip to the fact that they didn't know what they were doing and they needed a better way. So they went back to the past when civilization was at higher levels. They said in Italy at the height of the Renaissance, alle Romana e alla Antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients. The Renaissance in America is to go back to when this country was great. And that means supporting your community, supporting your neighbor. This is a time for people to come together in their community, buy local, and so this Christmas, I'm urging everyone, don't buy one thing made in China. Buy a handcrafted. Give your children something rather than a crappy plastic toy. Give them something that's going to experience and increase their artistic endeavor.
And if people would just start, making these decisions, a good microcosm is 10 years ago you couldn't find organic food anywhere. People demanded it, and so now you can buy it everywhere, and the price is going down. And it's the same thing. We have to start voting with our dollars, absolutely. But looking ahead, you mentioned Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, record, not just big profits, record profits off the bailout money. Obama's reform of credit cards was let them go from 15% to 30% above loan sharking rates. And I keep talking about the breaking point, Gerald. As the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes, And they have announced in Austin they're gonna and the Travis County is gonna raise taxes on property, taxes on septic tanks, taxes on everything, taxes on water, taxes on trash. Doesn't the government understand that there just isn't more for them to steal? I mean, don't they understand?
No, they don't understand because of the lifestyles that they live. Look, Alex, the worst job I ever had in my life was when I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I may have mentioned this on the air. I'd be hanging around the back of the chamber with my pal, and a senator would walk in, and my buddy would leave me to go follow the senator like a little puppy dog to go pull out the chair to help him sit down. These people live like royalty. Look at they fly around the world in their own planes. They're we, the taxpayer, pay for. They're totally disconnected.
Yeah, now
that's
they're giving the entire...
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm interrupting. Now they're giving the entire House leadership and Senate leadership their own super luxury jets, their own security. They're just absolutely out of control.
Exactly. They're totally disconnected, just like they were when in France, when it was off with their heads. They don't understand what's going on with the average, everyday working person who has a lousy job, crummy pay, lost benefits, and don't even know if they're going to get a job. Oh, and here's one. How about getting out of college and being, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt? Look, we know Ivy League graduates at a law school that can't find jobs. You think they're going to be angry? The revolution has begun. As you pointed out, they're squeezing the little people. Boy, you go through a red light, but they got it on camera. They got you. Everything, even the septic tanks, taxes, on and on and on. Toilet taxes, we're going to continue to see it. The revolution is happening. And so now what we're also saying is that we're forecasting a third party by 2012. And we're calling it, for lack of another name, progressive libertarian. Progressive in the things that you talk about with organic foods, with a higher quality of life, without buying junk. Libertarian in the truest sense. You know, look, this is classic empire decline. Could you imagine being involved in foreign entanglements costing us, what is it costing us, $8 billion a month just to be in Iraq? And at a time when the treasury is being depleted. So that's the new party that we're seeing forming. And possibly someone like a Jesse Ventura or others could be leading this movement.
Now, Gerald, in the time we have with you, I want to take some calls. I want to expand on this. There's dangers, though. The establishment, generally when the banks loot a country, they fund a communist or a fascist movement. A fascist movement to consolidate control, or a communist movement. And we're in a fascist paradigm right now, but I see through Obama or a future president that the establishment is attempting to sell socialism or communism, but really that's just a way to consolidate the people's wealth and give it to offshore banks. But selling to the little guy that, oh yes, like Michael Moore's new film, capitalism did this, and so the answer is rob the rich. Put caps on what people can be paid. But that won't be put on the big banks and the offshore corporations. That's going to be put on local businesses and local companies. And so kind of the howling mob of people that don't trust the government, but they can be misdirected by the social engineers to then further rob the hereditary enemy of the elite, what's left of the middle class. And so how do we navigate that? Because we know the social engineers have got a lot of tricks up their sleeves.
Well, it's going to be a difficult one, and you really nailed it. They're taxing the American business people out of business. They're giving the big tax breaks to the big guys. And Michael Moore is wrong about capitalism. Capitalism isn't dead. Capitalism didn't cause this problem. It was caused by the criminal gangs, the Wall Street mob. You've heard me say this. If the names on Wall Street were named Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Butoni, Rossini, Bellini, they call it the mafia. But you're not allowed to call these white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no. They don't do loan sharking. That's just the cost of doing business to charge 30% on a credit card. Oh, no. They don't do Ponzi schemes or pyramid scams. They do credit default swaps, auction rate securities. No, and they're blaming it on capitalism, just like you said, to turn it into fascism. There's nothing wrong with capitalism. This is greed and corruption. This is the Robert Rubens. This is the Henry Paulsons. This is the Larry Summers, the genius. Larry the genius Summers. These are the people that have created it. Timothy Geithner. There's nothing wrong with capitalism, so they're going to blame it on capitalism, and just like you pointed out, they're going to use it to turn it around to gain more control.
And what's amazing about this is we know that it's Madoff who founded the NASDAQ. We know it's Ken Lay that came up with the global carbon trading scam. Schwarzenegger's announcing he's going to ban TVs above 40 inches, tax all the rest. taxes on firearms, taxes on farms, taxes on ranches, taxes on beef, taxes on plastic, a wet blanket on an already staggering economy that is burning out, that is becoming extinguished. They want to destroy the economy so that they can consolidate it. And we witness these criminals just expanding their scams and never stopping and only getting more greedy with no end in sight.
No end in sight. And here's another trend that we're working on. I'm giving the two trends. The first one was for 2010 is Terror 2010. The next one is Buy America. As they devalue the dollar and the currencies around the world are worth more, they're going to come in here and buy this country up for dimes on the dollar. So all you people out there, you're going to, you know who the man you're going to be working for? Well, the man's going to be from China. You're going to be from countries with money. And that's what's going on in this country. Well,
stay
we're
there.
Going to be enslaved.
Stay there, Gerald. Let's come back and talk more about that. Gerald Celente is our guest. And his website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Celente will be with us for a half hour, till the half hour point in the next hour. Very honored to have him. I want to throw out some news headlines at him as well. We're going to start taking your calls in T-minus 5 minutes when we go into the fourth and final hour here. basically, government is a giant nexus point that allows corruption to pour in and feed off the people. The Congress won't even read and won't even publish all of the health care bill. They passed NAFTA and GATT without reading it. Remember, told us how great NAFTA and GATT would be. Gerald, how is the system going to keep the people from removing NAFTA and GATT, ending the open borders, ending all the welfare for illegals? How are they going to be able to continue the war when there's giant soup kitchens and long lines? How are they going to be able to continue this? Well, my answer is a control grid. U.S. News and World Report has announced that the police have kill switches in basically all the new cars through OnStar and other systems where they just turn your car off. They always planned that. I mean, clearly they've put this high-tech control grid in knowing they were going to bring in this tyranny later. But still, I think it's wishful thinking. Like you said, desperate people do desperate things. They're not going to be able to control what happens.
No, they're not. It's way beyond their control. You know, people should understand as they look around and they look at who these world leaders are or their own leaders, you know, Nancy Pelosi's, the Barney Franks, the Bonners, the Shelbys, the Dodds, the Obamas, the Geithners, the Summers. Remember all those people you couldn't stand in high school that wanted to be the class president or the head of the student council in college, or the people that worked on the newspapers, the people that you really, you know, that they always thought that they were better than you? Well, guess what, folks? All those people you couldn't stand in high school, those are the people that are telling you what to do right now. And just as you looked at them back in high school and you saw that they were a bunch of brown nosers and suck-ups and they really didn't know much about anything other than having an attitude, well, that's who they are. They still don't know much about anything. They pretend to, and they have this phalanx of guards around them and all of the pomp and circumstances that pumps them up. And, of course, you know, they're living these privileged lives, so they actually do think they're better than the rest of us. They're not going to be able to hold it together. We're going to see also one of our forecasts is that we're going to see great secessionist movements really take hold, and we could actually see the breakup of the Republic just like we saw the breakup of the former Soviet Union.
We're going to talk about that more after we take calls, but when I read about the psychology of Henry Kissinger and all these different globalists, they themselves admit they love the guards. They love the pomp. They love the awards. And I'm not saying I'm some perfect person, but I can't stand pomp. I can't stand just fake praise. But I guess for people like the Queen of England, they love uniforms. They love big golden crowns. They love... And they're smart at certain levels, but at another level, they're dumb. They do just paper over it with the police state and their lies. But like you have been saying, this isn't going to hold water.
No, it's not. You know, and again, you know, when you hear these politicians like Al Gore or Hillary Clinton or Bush, or I'm going to fight for you. These people couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Anybody that calls them their leaders needs to have their heads examined. These people couldn't lead me across the street and they want to lead a country. Again, it's all show. It's the Obama show. We've never had a show like this one before. He's on daytime TV, late night TV. He's at town hall meetings. He's on factory floors. He's all over the place. It's a show. There's nothing behind it. It's the Wizard of Oz.
And people are finding out that it's all hollow, and that's why his approval rating's dropping like a rock. We'll talk about some of the other future trends you haven't gotten to yet before you leave us. We'll also discuss that key area, Gerald, that you got into. Dealing with the looting of America by offshore corporations. We'll be right back in 1 minute with the final hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.